You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get 25% off your first month. We're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get a $25 gift certificate to Jinx.com.
Haha, not really. Actually, you will get twice the RAM.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fooled you.
And was not paying attention, so I did not stop it in time.
Why don't you just take it out?
I don't. It would require like 5 minutes of work, and that is just too much time for me.
All right.
I have to do things like stare into space.
I got things. I have space to stare at.
I totally need to do that. All right. I'll do that for next week.
Wait.
Are you done yawning?
No, I am tired.
So what did you do this week?
Dumb time when we returned to Dark Delving. We still had a little bit of an issue with the second boss, but we did get him done much quicker than last time. I think it was only on our second try that we got him, so we still had a problem our first try, but the second time we got him down. And then we still haven't beat that stupid end boss.
Oh, you haven't gone through all the way?
We still haven't beat the end boss. No.
Do you need somebody to come and help you?
Mostly it's people getting thrown off the ledge. Like, important.
Well, with your group, is that on purpose or?
Not on purpose that I know of, but Sodom keeps getting knocked off and he's our tank, so it's problematic. The last one, I hipsed and I'm like, I'm so smart. I am not going to die. Because you're like on this island and this, you know, the gateway to get to the island retracts when the boss is active. So I hipsed. And the boss resets and starts running back. And, you know, I'm the only one left. And I see that the walkway extends back out. And I start walking and I fall right through it to my death.
I don't know why, but that makes me happy.
And I was laughing sort of just like, ah! That sucked. But, yeah, so we didn't get that done still. I'm sure that we'll try again. I'm not super hot on that dungeon.
The Dark Delving?
Yeah. But other than that, I purchased the Legendary Edition of Rohan this week.
Yay!
Hooray! I have not even started my horse quest.
Neither have I.
Okay. I did put on my Rohirrim outfit and showed it to Hoppy and caused him to pre-order as well. Hoppy was like, okay, I'm getting it.
Yeah, the armor's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, but it's what it is. It's just cosmetic, so it's not like it's a killer feature, but it's you know,
it looks a little silly in my habit, but she's also a burglar and it's very tough looking armor, so you know, it's not super fitting for what a burglar would be sneaking around in. Still, I wore it because I was like, darn it, I have new stuff. I'm going to wear it.
Are you wearing the hat or no hat?
I was wearing the hat.
Was?
I was. I don't remember. I usually don't wear hats in general. I usually turn that off. A lot of hats are silly.
Right.
And how would people find me if it wasn't for my yellow spiky hair? But I don't recall if I turned it off or not on my burglar.
A asks if there's a good cloak. They comes with three nice cloaks, but they're all level 75.
Yeah, my burglar couldn't wear them.
Yeah. None of the characters that we're using.
She wasn't yeah. High enough level yet.
I could put it on my champ. Could probably use one of them.
I'm sure my minstrel could use one of them.
I haven't looked at them.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah. So. Arsena is asking if we can't cosmetically attach them.
I'm sure we could.
I don't know.
I'm sure we could.
I don't know if I did.
I didn't try, but I'm sure you can.
It's a good question. I think I threw him in my... I didn't even think of that. I think I just threw them in my bank.
I didn't even open that package.
Oh, you know what? I tried to do it cosmetically, and it said that you are too low level for to wear
this. You wouldn't even wear it. Okay.
I think that's what happened.
But if you put it, like, if Merrick...
Puts
it in the wardrobe, your lower level character should be able to do it.
Yeah. Well, that was on my captain that he couldn't... Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I got to have one of my 75s do it. I think I have room in the wardrobe. Weird that they increased...
I don't.
Shared storage
and not wardrobe
space. Like, I don't know what the deal is. It's got to be, like, it's got to be a technical thing. It's got to be a cost issue where there's like the sand space is just not anything. The max on wardrobe is like, what, 95, 105?
No, it's like 110 or something.
110?
It's over 100.
But they've got to think exponentially because they got to think, okay, we open 10 more, then like how many thousands of players purchase it? How much space is that going to cost us? I don't know.
Whatever, it can't be all that.
I don't know, it can't be
that different from shared storage. At least it doesn't look any different in the UI.
No, it no.
So it's no different. I needs it.
I agree with Arsenet. They should open the amount of cosmetics per expansion. They really should. They should just say Rohan expands, and guess what? There's like 5 more levels of wardrobe space you can purchase.
Yeah, 5. What?
Why not?
Not 5.
No, not like 5 spaces, but like 5 tiers.
Oh, 5 tiers? Oh, I'm on board with that. That's like 50. I'm good.
Okay, and then what else did you do?
I played Skyrim.
You played Skyrim.
The end.
All right, I did more Moria with my captain. If you were paying attention this afternoon, I actually live streamed some of it.
You didn't kill Bunny.
I did not kill Bunny. I was in Moria.
There's a significant lack of bunnies in Moria.
And then I went and made a broadcasting mistake and like tried to switch characters because I was doing some crafting for one of our guildmates.
Yeah, that was boring as crap.
You weren't even paying attention.
I was paying attention.
Were you paying attention?
Yes. I was like, what is he doing? And that's why I went, what are you doing? And so if you listen to the recording, it just out of nowhere, because you can't hear me, just out of nowhere, Merrick goes, I'm crafting something for someone. Like, it's an answer to because he's answering my question of, what are you doing? Because the screen isn't doing anything.
Yeah, that was boring. So then I went back to my captain, though, and went around Moria.
Yeah, he was streaming crafting. That was awesome.
Somebody needed something, and nobody else was jumping at it, so I did it.
Of you to help.
It was nice. He's 54 now. He's halfway through 54. He's on his last experience token. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to buy some. I'm going to buy some.
Experience tokens.
The ones that increase your experience from quests and stuff like that.
Oh, you bought some of those?
I had some from the Lottery of the Depths or whatever it is.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So, which reminds me, I need to log on mine.
Aren't they on sale this week? Or is that the reputation ones? We'll get to it. Never mind.
Yeah. And he's almost through the first half of the revamp. Almost done with it. And then he'll be going into the old version. Which isn't that bad anyways, but unless you count Foundation of Stone.
Yeah, I haven't seen the new version because when it was revamped, the Dumbs were already in the 21st Hall, and I think it's everything before the 21st Hall that was revamped. Is that right?
Yeah, you guys were already done.
So we were already past the revamp, so I haven't seen it.
It's nice. They've got, you know, they've made some of the quests closer, like the Silvertine Lodes. There's actually a quest hub there where you can do, like, the Silvertine loads, whatever, quests, and not have to run like 10 minutes all the way back up.
That's
cute. So it's nice. And they have some new ones there that make use of the landscape and stuff like it's pretty good. Overall, I give it a thumbs up. It's nice. It's much more convenient, much less travel time overall. And yeah.
Do you notice that there's less mobs in your way, like when traveling?
Not really. Well, yeah, there is. There is. Without a doubt, there is. They're still, you know, they still seem to knock me off my crappy goat. But, you know, that's what happens when you're me and you aggro everything.
That's right. Not your job so much and your captain, so I don't know what your excuse is.
I am me.
Yes.
And then I did a raid skirmish with the Storm of Methedris. Really no idea what was going on there. Was not the main tank.
Okay, would you go on your champion or you?
No,
just
I went on my guardian, but I wasn't the main tank. I just.
So you didn't know what was going on?
No, no idea what the story was or what the goal was. All I know is that there were big bad things charging all the time.
Did you read Pine Leaf's review of it?
Can't say that I did.
God. I read it, Pine Leaf.
Don't be offended, Pine Leaf. I don't read.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So, other than that, no, it's pretty good time. I've played. I'm going to try and stream some more, I think.
Might be fine. Just don't craft.
Yeah, that was boring. I'm sorry.
It wasn't that long either, but I was like, is his screen broken? Because nothing is happening. And that's why I was like, what are you doing? Is something broken?
Yeah.
It's just like you had a million windows open and nothing was happening.
Well, the thing was, I don't know what was going on. Like every time I would open up a window that pulled the server, I hit a huge major lag spike. My client would stop responding. Like I opened up my crafting window the first time, everything freezes. And it's like, oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I open up my vault. It freezes. And then like what I wanted wasn't in my vault. So I had to open up shared storage and it froze. And yeah, that was just pure streaming gold. If you watch it, you can just see the fun. Twitch TV, go to our gold. Twitch.tv/StrollToMordor. You can watch the crafting fun.
Why were you freezing up? Was it because of the streaming, maybe?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. It's just, asking for recording our streaming. Twitch does it automatically, and we have allowed Twitch to do it automatically, so.
It will expire, though. It doesn't save it unless we want it to, and I didn't flag Merrick's crafting session wasn't for saving. So
it will be lost to the internets in a little while, like 30 days or something.
It's a couple of weeks or something.
Or you could do something exciting and actually watch like the StarCraft finals that are going on this week. Actually, yeah. They're really pretty cool. It makes me want to buy StarCraft until I realize I am not as good as these people playing.
You are better than me. And we play those games together and we cannot do versus each other because it just makes me hate you so much. Because I'm like, I'm trying to like build up my houses and I'm trying to like gather wood. And then all of a sudden like 100 armies come and fight my 5 guys.
Because I've been waiting. I don't want to make you feel bad. I'm just like, I got nothing else to do. I might as well keep on building.
I don't do those games right.
No, we only fight together
so
now.
So we only do cooperative mode.
Yeah.
So Merrick makes all his armies and sends them out while I'm building up the towns. It works out.
That's right. I need help. There's guys coming.
There's guys coming. I only have 5 people.
All right. We'll head now into the town crier.
And now the town crier.
All right, in official news, update 7.2, release notes were released, and there's not a whole lot.
It was mainly preparing. This week is going to be the brand new festival, the Farmers Fair. So I think a lot of this update was in like loading all those assets and stuff and getting stuff ready for that. There was official release notes, which included some bug fixes and such, but nothing that I looked at and was like, oh, yay, that was fixed. It was just kind of, you know, stuff.
What was the cool thing that I saw? Oh, yeah, they released some stuff with the Lotro store.
That's in the store news.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll get to that. But other than that, I would expect to see... I know there's going to be another update. They mentioned that there's going to be another update coming before Rohan. I would expect it's going to be small like this. I don't see another content update or anything getting released before that.
No, it'll be more preparation, cleanup, getting everything kind of...
Not that, you know, Turbine, if you're listening, not that I would complain if there was a content update before Rohan. I'm just saying I don't expect it.
You're being summoned.
I am being summoned. Hold on. Let me see if I can get a special guest host on our podcast.
Somebody is screaming at the top of her lungs.
Daddy! Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have taught her that game.
Anyway, you can get the update 7.2 release notes. We have a PDF version on our site in case... you are somewhere which doesn't allow you to look at Lotro.com. But the lore book has the official show note, the official release notes. In the community update this week, we had a new community update video, this time featuring Serafina Celestrada Brennan, who is another community manager at Turbine. And the big thing is talking about the warband system that was coming up. Now, again, I like these updates. Please continue doing these, Turbine. The Monday morning, this is what we're going to give you this week thing is awesome. Please continue. I like it. But we'll just go into the warband information. We got actually some new screenshots for the warbands from Riders of Rohan this week, featuring, well, people on horses. Actually, it's orcs on horses primarily. And there was some discussion, I think, in our comments about this as well, that people were confused about calling things warbands, because right now, I guess when you play a creep, warbands, like their fellowship maneuvers are called warband maneuvers, but it's kind of the same idea. Like our side is called fellowships. Our conjunctions are called fellowship maneuvers. Their side, their groups are called warbands, and their, you know, conjunctions are called warband removers. So basically, it sounds like on Rohan, we're going to come up with a team, come up against a team, a full warband to counter our fellowships out on the fields of Rohan, which is pretty stinking cool. I like that idea. So there are 6 new screenshots for you to check out. Those are on our website, as well as I put them on our Flickr. And there was some additional information about warbands that came out. And it will be, it was a page that, an informational page on Turbine's website that was talking about that we will have different types of enemies, flankers and pursuers. So it's not going to be all melee. There's also going to be, jousters and ranged attackers, archers and shamans. So it sounds kind of similar to how we play now, just on horses. And I guess the bad guys are on wargs. Although some of them look like they're on smaller horses. They look like the horses look a little small for them, honestly. I don't know. But I will wait for Merrick to someday return and give his thoughts on the warband, because it's about combat and that's more what he does and stuff. We also had Massively's hands-on with mounted combat. Justin Sip Olivetti got a hands-on with Aaron Campbell trying out the mounted combat. Now, I highly suggest you go and read his article on Massively. It was very, very good. He worked his butt off to get that out, because they said on, I think it was in a blue post on Turbine, that they met with him on Thursday and he had it out like Thursday night. So he worked like crazy pants to get that out for you guys. And some of the things that I think are interesting is there's going to be a new legendary item of some sort, specifically for mounted combat. I'm guessing magical horseshoes. Horseshoes. It's a legendary item. The mounted combat will have its own user interface where you see your mount stats. Please come back and talk about mounted combat, because I don't know anything about this stuff. Mounts will have different speeds that players can adjust how fast their mount is going. And it sounded like from Sip's article, it was kind of like breakneck speed. He was like calling it like careening through the plains at like 80 miles an hour.
Well, he said that they had, I think at the time, 5 speeds, each named appropriately, where you can kind of adjust your speed. Of course, moving, I think it's just kind of, it's meant to be similar to like race car driving. The faster you go, it's like meant for straight line speed, getting away, charging things. And then the slower you go is better maneuverability. From what I've read, the skills you get are similar to what you have as a character, but they change.
To be like mounted.
To be more related. Appropriate to mounted related. And the reason that they did the whole UI interface is because they didn't want to bombard you with a bunch of skills that you would only be able to use while mounted. So that's why everything switches back and forth. And I think appropriately, they didn't want you to use skills that they would have to adjust for mounted combat. This kind of gives them a way to better to, I guess, balance mounted combat without having to worry about how it's going to affect the rest of the world while you're not mounted. Another really cool thing, did you talk about the cosmetics? The cosmetic intricacies on these looks fantastic, where you can change... It made it sound like you could change like the skin, the bar, the saddle, the tail, the, you know, the gear, the head, the body, the legs, and everything else can be like, well, we see on the thing that the head can be different. The body has its own slot. The legs has its own slot, the tail, the gear, the saddle, the hide. So all this is going to be different where you can make your own horse. You don't have to worry about sitting on the same horse as everybody else anymore.
I think that people have been asking for this kind of stuff. Instead of giving us new horses to buy every 2 weeks, you know, let us pick a favorite horse and modify it.
Right. One thing I'd like to see is I'd like to see them set this up similar to the way they have the traits and the way that we have cosmetics for our characters, is where you could save these and have switch back and forth without having to worry about it. That would be nice. The trait system is also very configurable, and let's see, look at this on the right-hand side, has 7 configurations. Wouldn't this be nice if we could set this up for our trait system and bards?
Right.
Of course, you know, I'm sure they're balancing that against, you know, actually releasing the product. So hopefully, dear developer, if you are listening, which I hope you are, would you please be the one who says, I will take up the challenge. I will revamp the trait system.
Well, maybe this is kind of a trial thing. Since they had to build a whole new system anyway for the horses, let's build it in there, see if people use it, see if people like it, see if it's worth our time to build for the old system, kind of a thing.
You speak logic.
I don't know if that's actual logic. This is just Golden Star thought processes. Yes.
So we're also taking a look at the trait system. As you can see, it's different. It's similar. It looks similar to some of the trait systems you see in other games or that used to be in other games. And I don't know. It'll be cool. It'll be cool to see how it's done and how it works out for these. Looks like there's a lot that goes into the system. Although, I don't know. I feel like this is the star of the show. But it's not the show itself. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, this is like one of the main things that we're going to be seeing in Rohan, but I can't help but wonder, what else is there if all this stuff... I mean, Mounted Combat can't be like the end or the thing.
It sounded like it is the thing, though. I think they sounded like this is the new way of playing. I mean, it's a brand new system of a new way of playing that they've been building on for years now. So... the only thing I have to add about all this is a new legendary item, really.
Yeah, that's not my favorite idea.
Unless they're changing the way that stuff gets done and how you... Oh, I hate legendary items.
I don't know. Does anybody like go, yay, legendary items. I love it. I want to do another one.
Yeah, we need to grind a third type.
Anybody?
I'm sure I'm alone. I hate these.
I don't think legendary item system is that great. I think it could be better. Let me put it that way. It's good. It's decent. It could be better. I mean, Arsenet, you say you... Okay. Shadow says, I personally love allies. There you go. There's the person. Not that that's a bad thing. You can love allies.
Yeah, I don't care.
I like the ideas of allies. I don't like the system. I don't like the way it's just a grind, like Andy says. Allies equal massive, pointless grind.
I'm throwing stuff away willy-nilly, nonstop. For what? Like, if it's a legendary item, should I really be chucking it into the fire every 2 weeks?
Well, it's a task unto itself. And I don't think I want to be describing something that is a major part of my system as a task. So,
yeah.
All right. Anyways. Moving on, that's a whole other show.
Yeah. Hey, did you have anything else to add about the legendary items, about the warbands information that was released this week? Because I did a horrible job with it.
The warbands look cool. I mean, the other information is that so with the warbands, it looks like we're going to be seeing kind of like the standard things. We see the the guys that we love that come up and hit us in the face. Well, the guys that I love as a melee person that come up and hit us in the face. And then like a bunch of guys who are going to run away or keep coming and going back and forth. They didn't just stick with the standard. They could have gone really easy and just stuck with the standard of here's the guy that shoots at you from far away. This is the guy that shoots at you and then runs away and then comes back. This is the guy that runs up to you. And it looks like they were trying to think about it a little bit different. I also like the idea that there's more than one faction. And I said this in the article. I think it would be cool that if these guys really do hate each other, to see warbands fighting one another once in a while. I don't think that they will, but it would be cool to see that. Like,
I don't know. Other games have done that in the past, I think, where you'll come up upon NPCs fighting each other.
Yeah. I mean, in the books, we definitely see that the White Hand and the Uruk-hai and the orcs of Mordor, they didn't like each other. And they have confrontation. That was a big part of Merry and Pippin's encounter with the orcs. And it would be cool just to see that kind of fleshed out a little bit. And I think it's also cool that we're going to find that there are evil men, because I like the idea that it's not just
men versus orcs.
Men versus orcs anymore. Because there's a lot of that. And then there's like the Eastern, we have a lot of like Angmarian and stuff like that that we've always fought against. And but it'll be cool to see them all on Mounted Combat. I was kind of disappointed. No screenshots of them though.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, not yet, at least. No, that's what I got.
Okay. I just talked about how silly they look like on their horses. And that was my contribution.
Oh, all right. So there was also new music released. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can get a little bit of that going.
Called Horse Lords of Norcroft.
Mary Duke qualified this as guy music.
Yeah, it's action music. It's pump you up music.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cool though. I like it.
I think this one was my favorite so far.
I was actually disappointed that this was the only one released this week.
They've only done one a week.
No, there needs to be more.
But they've only done them in a week so far.
Well, then I've been disappointed every single week.
Okay. All right, then.
No, it's very cool. It's awesome to see Chance Thomas just really knocked it out of the park so much. Dante asked if they're chanting CSTM. No, but that would have been awesome.
I think they are. I'm going to go with them. They're chanting CSTM.
There is scheduled maintenance going on this week on Monday, July 16th, 3 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a long time.
A long one, yep. They're suggesting that you follow them on Twitter or on Facebook in order to keep up with the updates in case it's extended or in case it's brought back up early. That's where they're going to post it because the forums are going to be down. That's the only reason people are already grousing that I don't want to use Twitter. I don't like Facebook. They're not asking you to sign up. You can actually follow them without signing up for Twitter. You can just go to their Twitter page. You can just go to their Facebook page and look.
Yeah. You don't have to. Although, do be warned, they are probably going to do some giveaways on Twitter, it sounded like.
Yes. So if you want to win a beta key, you should probably maybe sign up.
All right. So Apparel Dummies were released very recently. And already there has been kind of an uproar about them, how often they were placed, how frequently they were within the game.
Okay, first, apparel dummies, what they are. They were released with 7.2, and they are, mannequins, dummies, wearing selected outfits, and they're placed in the landscape in towns, and you can run up to them, look at what the dummy is wearing, click on it, and you'll be brought to a store showing that item that you could purchase.
Yep. However, people didn't like the apparel dummy name. So now they're going to be, in the next update, they are going to be called mannequins. The sparkle and glows will be removed.
Yeah, there's like a sparkly thing that like swirls up them
That's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird. I think it was supposed to be kind of like eye catcher.
Right.
Maybe like, hey, look at what that's new over here kind of a thing.
But people found it to be a little bit overpowering, I think.
Well,
or a little bit too eye catchy.
Just really weird. Like there's a dummy that's sparkling.
Yeah. And then some people felt that they were in some inappropriate places. So they are going to be removed from a number of places. They don't have a list yet, or at least that they have been able to gather as of yet. However, two of the places, I think Lothlorien and Rivendell, since the elves really didn't have sparkling mannequins going on there.
It makes sense to me. Like, I do not have a problem with apparel dummies. I don't even have a problem with their name.
I really don't either.
But the sparkles going away is nice. I mean, I wasn't throwing a fit over it, but it's nice that they're listening and saying, okay, this is a little bit much. The placement of them should be restricted to active towns. You know, people are like, but we're at war. People still need to buy clothes when you're at war. Okay? People aren't running around naked just because there's a war going on. So I think that it's appropriate for someplace like Bree. Put it in that, you know, shopping area by the Boar Fountain. There's an apparel guy selling stuff, and then he has dummies outside of his store.
Right.
Perfectly acceptable to me, I think. Places where it seemed a little out of place. Og hair.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose they need to wear clothes too, but there's not really a big commerce.
Hi. I'm your sparkle dummy.
People are saying that Moria wasn't like the 21st Hall. Dwarves need to wear clothes too, and that's a major hub, the 21st Hall.
Yeah.
I would be okay with places like Galtrive, of course, where there's everything and there's markets and there's stands and stuff. So,
well, I think out of the way is kind of good. I mean, I don't know if it needs to be in like the middle of the 21st Hall. Obviously, I didn't see it because I was just in the 21st Hall. Not that I was looking and I was kind of
I saw
hurried.
Them when on my burglar in the 21st Hall.
But maybe tucked away, like you said, like... Well, you got to balance it versus, you know, what their purpose is. The purpose is to display and sell stuff in the store.
And I think that maybe they could even go further and like the stuff that you sell in Bree are like man clothes and the stuff you sell in Moria are dwarven clothes.
Right.
You know, it kind of fits the mood. Like, so you get to the 21st Hall, you see a dwarf selling clothes and he has apparel dummies for like dwarven, you know, fashion. I don't know what you would call it.
Well, I mean, okay, so the place in Bree that has the cosmetics that's sold is inside a building, or was inside a building.
No.
Yeah, the cosmetic guy was inside a building.
Oh, you're talking about the vendor.
Yeah, the vendor.
Okay, I thought you meant the dummies. The dummies are outside.
Well, I mean, do you go as far as to put the dummies inside with that cosmetic guy where you go, okay, this are you going to buy cosmetics? Here are the dummies that right
it's
next to this
guy.
It's
not a bad idea. I don't know how many people actually go inside to talk to that guy.
Yeah, I mean, because he's hidden. I mean, and the purpose, that's the other side of the story is that the goal of these dummies is to advertise stuff. And is it really meeting its goal if you hide them inside a building?
I'm okay with, they're talking about... Sapien says a posting before anyone acts, they aren't moving inside with the next update, but it's a suggestion they're considering. So it's something they're at least taking into consideration. Yeah. I'm okay with it being outside because most people, especially new people, may not even realize that they can go into some of these stores and, you know, maybe running by, they'll see it. But it needs to be centralized. It needs to be in a place that makes sense. It needs to be outside the you know, cosmetic vendor's house, not just like by the stockades.
Right. Yeah. I agree. That would be a really weird place.
Random.
All right. Riders of Rohan beta invitations most likely are going out this weekend. Please do not tell us if you get them. We do not want to know. We will not be telling you if we get them. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah. So it's a big to-do about the not telling things. You will get booted out. We saw this happen with this Isengard where people started talking about it like no big deal. And then Turbine had to be like, no, you were told that you have an NDA and you're not supposed to talk about it. This is what the rules are.
Oh, and a hint. If you are posting this in forums that are not official Lotra forums, which Please note that Google caches
works,
yeah. everything.
Google
and
finds it.
They will find it. Do not talk about the beta.
No, okay? Don't share screenshots. None of that stuff. You are under NDA if you get one of these invites. And you should get them in the email that is registered to your Turbine account.
Yeah. And I guarantee you that they have accounts on the LOTRO community forums.
I don't know.
Which is you know, what I'm just saying. Don't post there.
Right? Yeah, I've already had to remove one from our site.
Yeah. And if you do post something on accident, shoot us an email immediately. We will.
I just removed it. I didn't even ask that. Yeah.
We will remove it if
somebody
we see
was
it.
Like, I am free to play and I got an invite. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
This is exactly what this post that you are commenting on said not to do.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. We will remove it if we don't see it, but if you do something and we haven't seen
and
it.
And you're worried, just give me a shout out. I will go and remove it, yeah.
All righty. All right, moving in. New store items were released this week. Some really cool ones, like the rapid crafting boost, which goes in.
You think that's cool?
And changes the induction time from 7 to 0.5 minutes. Combine that with the craft accelerator. I think that's a pretty good idea. Makes things, you'll be done in a jiffy.
Well, the thing is, it's going to chew through your mats like crazy.
Yeah, but the craft accelerator is what, 10 minutes?
But I don't think this, I think this lasts, hold on, somebody said in the chat, in the comments, how long this lasts. It's not the same. So you'd have to, they only last for a minute. So you'd have to buy 10 of them to go with your accelerator.
Okay. I don't know how much they cost.
They appear to be 150 turbine points for one. And 300 turbine points for three. So 100 turbines a minute if you buy the three pack.
A minute? That is, why? What's the, that's kind of. Lame.
If you have the mats for it, because that's my own, you could compare that, you can join them, I guess, but you're gonna realize that you're gonna have to have room in your packs for all this, and you're gonna chew through mats really quickly because it's gonna go a half a second.
Yeah,
it's a good thing. Waiting 7 seconds is kind of annoying, but I like to auto craft and then go to make myself peanut butter toast.
Well, let's see, if you do a point, if it's 0.5 seconds, you get 120 things done within a minute. So that's pretty, that's a lot. I can see why they may not have made that 5 minutes.
Right,
or
you can
something.
Get a ton of stuff done. They've cut down the time drastically.
Okay, I can live with it. You're right. Now that I do like the math stuff, I understand. The 100 XP boost gives 100 XP on monster kills, quest completions, and legendary items experience was released. However, it has been pulled because the quest experience was not working appropriately. I do no word on whether
it's not in the store right now.
Yeah, it got pulled. It was unpublished, was actually the actual words used. No words on if it's coming back. There's been no.
I would assume it's coming back.
It needs to come back. I have alts that will buy this. I will buy this. I actually was really happy when I saw it.
You're like, yay. Well, something like this is great for someone like you who is trying to catch something up. You know, everybody gets excited when an expansion is coming and they're like, oh, I want to get all my also 75 so they all can join Rohan. And something like this is something that people with that mindset like to buy.
I may or may not have done a little dance.
That's funny.
May. Shared storage upgrade. Only one, really. It was over in 5 seconds. I quick bought it. And
but
then
still,
I was like,
it's one more.
And then I did a search to see if there was more, and there was not. And I was sad. A little tear came on down my eye. The baby hobbit had to give me a hug because I was sad.
Not a true story.
No, not at all. It's not true.
Vaults got upgraded as well. Not wardrobe, unfortunately.
Did not buy.
You didn't buy a vault upgrade?
I probably should for Myrdok, but I have not.
Okay. I probably should buy both of those for Golden Star. Milestones, skills 7 through 11 have been added. The stink? Do you need 11 milestones for? Are there even 11 locations you can map to?
Maybe you missed 4 kill and you just you know, you don't have a spine spot there, and you're just like, I gotta. I don't know. Three new skills have been added for weavers. They didn't list what they were.
Well, and one for stalkers. And the comments that I think it was Lutra Fanatic, our lovely commenter who always fills me in on my stupidness about the moors, said that regarding the weaver and stalker skills, I don't think these were actually new skills for the class, rather new to the store.
Right.
I remember some discussion with spiders and wargs that some of their skills were not available for purchase. This probably corrects those omissions.
Yeah. All right, so cool. More stuff in the store. Always a good thing. All right, on to the daily summer specials. So the daily summer specials are, as we have talked before, these are one to several day specials going on. July 12th, which unfortunately has passed.
Yeah, we just started the 14th. Well, that's the 13th through the 15th is the weekend specials.
Right. The 12th was... Expansion quest, Mirkwood.
I just told you to skip it, and you refused to skip it.
I refused to. It was worth mentioning. You should have.
It's chaos, dude. What's the point of telling them that they missed it?
So the two, the Tomes of Will and Tomes of Agility, as well as Loyalty Virtues, are all on sale. I gotta say, you know, these aren't bad. Loyalty Virtues. I think Loyalty is actually one that has several guides out there on how to grind them. I think if you just look, I mean, 10-ton hammer, I know, lists out where you can grind them. I think there's still one on, oh, can't remember the site name. Oh, that's awful.
Can't remember. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bergzer? The two ladies that we interviewed, the sisters.
Crap.
I know.
I know what you're talking about now.
No, I can't
remember. They're not updating anymore.
No, they stopped. Morsel, thank you, A.
Morsel,
thank you. Yeah, Morsel. I think they had a guide. They have several virtue guides. I don't know how accurate they are anymore because they are old. Older, and they have revamped it. But I would check there. I would also check 10-ton hammer for a list. And
Bergzerg has a list up, but it's not updated.
So. Yeah, Bergzerg's is bad. Don't go there. Unfortunately. A lot of people have stopped updating it. I don't know.
It's bad. Why is it bad?
Because it's really not updated. I mean, like... Because they changed a bunch of the Moria stuff.
I used it for the 13 that I did the other week.
Did you?
And they were fine.
Okay.
I mean, I was doing old stuff. I was going to, like, Goblin Town, so.
Oh, okay. Well,
it was cool. Fine.
I don't know. Maybe I was looking at the Moria stuff. Moria stuff, because they revamped all the deeds, is really out of date, so. Maybe outside of Moria is okay.
I don't know. I would not be able to deed in Moria because I'd be like, I don't know where this is.
Yeah. It's bad.
I'd be like, I wouldn't do this, but I have no idea where to find this particular monster.
I think I may take a look at, I don't know. Part of me is tempted to go and get on my main and buy like all the Tomes of Will or all the Tomes of Agility. Don't know how really relevant that would be for a Guardian. But at the same time, I'm like, I think about, well, you know, I just gave myself a boost that I didn't have before, and it's permanent. I don't have to worry about it. And then another part of me goes, and that's really, really, really expensive. Don't do that.
But it's on sale this week.
I know, but still, if you have to buy like 5 or 7 right. of each one, then you're, you know, oh, look.
Are there bundles on sale? Because they used to have the bundles of like.
Good question. I don't know.
Anyway. A is also suggesting Lotro Wiki for looking up.
Oh, yeah, that is a good one. Lotro Wiki is actually usually pretty up to date.
But virtue stuff.
July 16th, the Warden class, El Borgon would approve. He says, go buy it.
35% off on July 16th only.
Power potions, 75% off on July 17th. I like how they crafted this to really suggest that they go, you know, some power potions are crafted by scholars. Yeah, but these will go along well with them as well. Store power potions can be used simultaneously with crafted power potions.
Yeah, they have different cooldown timers.
And the effects will both stack. Cooldown is 20 seconds.
Katani uses them. I know that she uses them.
Well, I mean, in a pinch, if you're in situations where you need power quite a bit, like raiding or dungeons, then these might become in handy. They are extensively cheap. They're 75% off. But I don't usually find myself needing them because I'm not cool like Katani.
I'm not cool like Katani either. I'm just like, oh, okay.
I'm not.
If you say so, they're useful. I believe you.
I believe that they are. I mean, yeah, especially if you're a healer, you want all the power boosting that you can get. All right, mount speed boosts, 40% off. Use them in the moors or collecting resources. I don't know what else. I can't think of anything else to use them
40% off. Woo!
But if you want them, they will be going. July 19th, increase the task limit to +1. Tasks will be, I'm sure, all over Rohan. So if you get tired of having to do the reputation grind every day, these will help because you'll have one more task to turn in for reputation.
Really?
That's all I could come up with. What do you want?
I don't know. Some people like the task system. I'm not a big task system user, but I know people do use it.
I used it for Isengard quite a bit, so I did. Just for reputation.
Not me.
That's why I used that example.
I didn't spend a whole lot of time in Isengard.
All right, the weekly store sale going on this week. This is on sale for the entire week. And the first one is pretty cool.
Quest packs are 50% off. All of them. Not the expansions, but all the quest packs. Grey River, North Downs, Trollshaws, Evendim, Misty Mountains, Forakel, Angmar, Eregion, Lothlorien, and Enderwaith. All 50% off this week. This got 2 thumbs up.
Yes. Very, very good sale. We suggest that actually we put it at 3, but we don't have 3 armors like Zaphod Beeblebrox, so we will move on and just give it 2.
I've never given anything 2 thumbs up before. This is
a great
sale. No,
you haven't. This is a great sale, and I think perfect. You will have to be non-VIP to purchase these, though, unfortunately.
Right. These are all free for VIPs. Yeah. 20%. So you won't even see them.
Yeah, you won't even see them in the store.
And some people are having questions like, why do I know what I own and what I don't? If you don't see it in the store, you already own it. The Lotro store will not allow you to buy a quest pack you already own.
Yep. Also, +20% on Monster and Quest XP. So I should get this?
Yeah, hey. I told you Quest XP was on sale.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Do logging in right now before I forget, because I will.
30% off for +20 monster and quest experience boosts for people like Merrick, who only had 1 left.
Yeah, I used it. I gotta say, I go with the 6-pack or the 6-hour one, because that 30-minute one will drop off if you log out. The 6-hour one stays.
Oh, the 30-minute one just runs it out?
Yes, it does. At least that's been my experience.
Stinky poop.
All right, 5,000 enhanced reputation supply. This is also good if you want to finish off that reputation. I like it. It does not affect negative reputation. We had somebody ask that for the festivals. So if you're thinking about doing like the in league and the dwarven
ale association.
They're
not active right now, sweetheart.
Right, but when the festival coming up.
I don't know if it'll be active for this festival.
Yeah. Well, okay. So for the next festival. Does not affect negative ones at all. Only positive one. And it's really good for finishing off any reputation.
50% off this week.
That's a good deal.
Enhanced XP supply is 30% off. Now, what this is not like a timer boost like Merrick is buying. These are the ones that increase the blue bar. Like VIPs. If you log out, we get rested experience, which is like a little blue line on our experience bar that we get double experience during that time. That's what you're buying. This is useful for somebody who plays very sporadically, who, like Merrick, plays for 30 minutes and then logs out and loses the rest of his buff.
Yes.
This will not expire. As long as you have that blue bar, you will get your enhanced supply of experience. So if you can only play, 10 minutes here, 20 minutes there, or you can play for an hour, but you are constantly interrupted and feel like you can't use a timed buff because you'd waste most of it. This is a decent, alternative.
Yeah.
It's not the best. If you can like sit and grind and everything, I think that you would prefer the timed buffs better. I think they give better bonuses overall and you can get the most out of your time, but this is not a bad thing. You can buy these with destiny points of your VIP as well, I believe.
Yeah.
But like, why would you do that? But I think that's the only 2 ways to get it.
I don't know. All right, so that's all of them, isn't it?
That's all of them.
All right. Also, Mithril Edition boxed version is on sale for $9.99 US. It is available if you're outside of the US. However, it appears that the shipping is outlandish.
Yeah, it's only the boxed version that's on sale. The digital version is not on sale.
If you look in our comments, somebody does have a link to the digital version. I do not vouch for this site whatsoever.
No, that's an impulse driven is GameStop site.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. So impulse driven /.com/PC
gaming site.
Okay. ImpulseDriven.com/Lotro has the Mithril Edition digital version for $19.99 US. If you still want it, it's not on sale. But if you're within the US, hey, $10, you get 2,000 turbine points. Unfortunately, if you already have the Mithril Edition, you cannot put it on the same account again.
No, you can't buy it again and get it again. So you can't buy this just for the turbine points. But you also get the Steed of the Horse Lord mount. It's a 62% speed account-wide horse. And it comes with the Path of the Fellowship quest pack, which is Trollshaws, Aregion, Moria, and Lothlorien.
Yeah. And the Steam Starter Pack is on sale again for 50% off, $14.99.
Yeah, $14.99. This one comes with a Noble Gray Steed. It's a 68% speed horse, and it is account-wide. That's worth the $15 right there, if you ask me.
That's right. Account-wide.
Account-wide fast horse. It comes with 3 bonus quest packs. This one is different from the Mithril Edition, so you could actually buy both and get not overlap your quest packs. This one comes with North Downs, Evendim, and Misty Mountains. It also comes with the experience boost tokens.
Tombs.
Yeah, at least I said tomes and not tombs. 25% experience boost token. This is the exact same token that you got if you pre-ordered Rise of Isengard. So for us, it was a duplicate item. We had to trash it. Just so you know, it works the exact same way as the Rise of Isengard token, the experience boost token. It's a pocket item. And it comes with 1,000 turbine points. So it's a nice item for if you're looking for those quest packs. It's also a nice item if you're looking for a fast horse, and it comes with turbine points.
Tombs. All right. Sorry. I like the Steam Edition.
I love my Steam horse. I really do. It's a good deal.
Yeah, it was a good thing. In a weird move, I'll call it weird, and you'll find out why. The Steed of the Jester has been added to the Lotro store. This is the store that... or the horse that was available for flower collecting in the spring festival. It is a 68% horse with a 250 health, but it's only $9.95.
It's 995 turbine points.
And why is I say
1,000 points cheaper than usual for a horse of the same speed?
That's why I say only $9.95. Because it's a thousand. Still, it's about half 1,000 points.
Yeah, it's about half off of what a horse of this speed usually is. So 995 turbine points in the store right now. It does have a soft jingle when you're riding it, in case you're sensitive to stuff like that. It is a single character horse, so keep that in mind. You're paying $10 for a single character horse, where you could pay $15 with a Steam sale and get an account wide just as fast horse.
Yeah, I would do the Steam sale. But anyways, either way, you're getting a good deal, I think. I'm impressed. I'm impressed with all the sales that are going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of really, really good content sales going on. So you can have your choice. If you just need a couple quest packs, the quest packs are 50% off. If you need a starter kit, or if you need some turbine points, or you need a fast pony, there's those deals. There's some good deals going on right now. It's a good time to be a buyer.
In CSTM news, we have a new ad on the site. Now, ads aren't really great, but if you are interested in seeing The Hobbit and you would like to support CSTM, if you buy tickets through us, through Fandango, using our ad, you will support CSTM. It is an affiliate link.
Yep.
Full disclosure.
So if you were going to buy something on Fandango anyway, if you click our link, you'll still get the item at the same cost, but we get a little kickback for referring you there. Same goes for the Amazon ad that's on our right-hand side. I don't know if anybody's ever noticed that, but there's an Amazon there ad there. If you buy anything from Amazon, if you click on our link to go to Amazon and then buy, shop as normal, buy whatever you want, we get a referral link for sending you to Amazon.
I will mention that if you have something like Adblock or Adblock Plus or something like that,
it may not work. Yeah.
It won't work. Mine didn't work. I had to add cstm.mymiddleearth.com or actually mymiddleearth.com to my whitelist in order for it to show up, or I'll send you the link. I don't care. Maybe I'll make a link. Maybe I can make a link out of it.
I can make it not flash.
Well, I'm just wondering if I like set up. Let me see if I set up.
I can
up, like,
put a static image there. I just like the counter.
No, I like the counter too.
It counts down to when the Hobbit movie's coming out, and I like to see it. And it's almost like 100 days exactly from Rohan.
So thank you in advance. But like I said, we figured that most people would be interested in the Hobbit, so we didn't mind putting this up. We don't usually put up
we haven't put up a new ad in a long time. Yeah,
we really haven't. So thank you. We appreciate it, and hope you enjoy the Hobbit, because I'm going to.
If you buy junk from Amazon, use our link.
Yes, that will help us too.
I'm being a salesperson today for some reason.
Yeah, just click on that, and anything you buy within a certain amount of time gets.
Yeah, if you follow our link, and you can buy whatever you want.
Yeah, you buy whatever you want. You don't have to buy anything specific. Anything you buy. So if you buy through Amazon, that's a way to support us without having to,
send us anything.
Send us anything, and you're going to spend that money anyway. So whatever.
Right.
All right, LotroCon 2012 is going on. When is the weekend?
It's next weekend.
Next weekend.
It starts Friday, July 20th through Sunday, July 22nd. And it's at Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. And you can find out more information about that on our blog, or you can go to the Sons of Numenor site at sonsofnumenor.com.
Right.
Yeah, it's a player put together con, but they're actual Lotro players meeting up at the Cedar Point, which, if you don't know, is an amazing amusement park. It's awesome. We used to go there every year when I was a kid.
Raiden is actually going to be there, isn't he? I think.
I think he's going. He said he was going to. He's big into it.
He's in the chat room, so maybe he'll pipe up. Okay. But I believe he was. Yeah, they're you're going to meet there Friday, 10 a.m. That's when Cedar Park opens. That's a great day. It's a travel day for most, so they look like they're keeping it loose. They have an 8 p.m. dinner planned. So, I mean, these guys, they have everything planned from breakfast to lunch to different locations that they're going to meet up, so you can kind of touch base with everybody. I think it's a good idea. In fact, maybe when Baby Hobbit gets older, if they keep on doing this, we'll attend one. We'll go say hi to everybody. That'd
for
be
real,
fun.
I love Cedar Point. Cedar Point's great.
I've never been to Cedar Point, but I have been to Six Flags.
Six Flags for lames.
What?
Dude. I've never been to a Six Flag.
It's probably the same. It's an amusement park just like everything else.
So. Six Flags is totally not Cedar Point.
Raiden says he can't go this year because he's got vacation.
Vacation, yep.
Otherwise, he would be going. Also, the Malaysian Gamer wrote a nice little article called The Legendary Item System in Need
of
a Revamp.
Can you tell? Because it's about legendary items being revamped. But he has good points. He's like, on the journey to 75, every time I pick up a decent looking weapon, I level it and call it my own. A few hours later, a better one shows up around the same level, and I'm stumped because I have to invent points and scrolls and relics and everything and start all over every time he finds a new one.
Yeah.
It's just talking about what we were talking about at the top of the show, where the legendary system needs to be
It's very extensive. I mean,
fixed.
I don't know. Yeah, it does.
This is from his post. Another problem I want to point out is relic forging. Never mind. Forget it. Thinking about it makes me gaga. That's exactly how I feel. You understand me, Malaysian Lotro Gamer.
Yay.
We are kindred spirits of the LI system.
All right. So this week's poll. Do you play more than one MMO? Do you? We had a total of 898 voters.
898 voters, huh?
Yeah, 898.
I clicked the wrong link. Hold on.
Okay.
So we had 898 voters, as we said five times now. And 53% say no, they only play one. We assume that's Slowtro because you're listening to us and
we would.
Reading our blog.
Although some people don't. We do know that we have people who don't.
Yeah, some people listen to us and they don't play Slowtro. I don't know what's wrong with those people.
They're awesome.
They're awesome. 30% say yes, they play two. And 15% say they play three or more. And 2% say other.
Okay.
I don't know what other is. They don't play.
Well, some may not play. Some may play four or more. There's a lot of free-to-play ones out there. I could see them jumping between. I assume Sip plays like 12.
At least.
Or 13.
At least.
Yeah. He's always got something burning in the back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This next week's poll is, if you were invited to the closed beta, would you participate? Yes, maybe, no, other.
So we are not asking you if you have received an invitation.
There in fact, we will, again, delete your comment if you say that you did.
Right. We're just asking, if you did get an email, would you use it? Would you join?
Some people don't. Some people don't want to spoil us. They don't want to go through the new quests. They don't want to see the end product until it's actually an end product. They don't like it. Some people would die too, and some people, you know, they may not be sure. Maybe they're on the fence. Maybe they have a lifetime account, but they're not currently playing, so they're not sure if they would or not. So we'll see. I'm always interested to see what other people say. All right. Riddles in the Dark. Yes, another one where we bore you with our incomprehensible of Tolkien's
Mickey
work.
Mickey Mouse voices. Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to sound ridiculous anyway, so we might as well make funny voices.
Okay.
Pretend we're... I've been walking, listening to too much talking tunes.
You're not as good as Rob Paulson.
No, I'm not. I'm awful. It's why I don't do
Rob Paulson is from Michigan. I'm proud of that.
A lot of voice actors from Michigan.
I was really proud when I found out he's like from my area.
All right. So how will the riddle game involving Bilbo and Gollum be handled? And this is an interesting tone because this is a very pinnacle point in the movie and in the story. Especially because Lord of the Rings, movie-wise, because Lord of the Rings came out. So there's a lot of people who have seen the movie, haven't read the books, but they know that this is a pinnacle point.
Sure.
So
this is the riddles in the dark.
There is a lot of room for, you know, and there's probably some pressure because it's Andy Serkis. It's, you know, reprising his role. And this is, you know, everybody knows Gollum. So how will this riddle game be handled? Will it be complete? Will they not omit a single riddle, much like the account told by Bilbo during the Council of Elrond? Will it be partial? They'll omit some riddles, but those that they keep will be straight from the book. C, reinvented. They'll alter some of the riddles or add new ones entirely. D, stripped down. They'll show only a montage of fragments of riddles.
Not D. They better not do D.
They better not do C either. I would get so mad if they did C.
Oh, yeah. If they alter the riddles or make new ones, no. I'm guessing it's probably going to be B. Because I've recently read The Hobbit to Baby Hobbit. And it's a lot of riddles that they go through.
Okay, well, listening to it, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of riddles. But there's a number. I think there's enough to where you would bore the audience.
Yeah, I think that they'll probably pick some of their favorites and keep most of them in, I think. And they'll be straight from the book. They'll be the actual riddles. But I don't think they'll go through the entire thing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be B. It's going to be partial. I expect, like, the death one will be in there. I can't remember. Gollum had a lot of dark ones, so his one will be good. But I'm sure the death one will be there. I think I would like to see the egg one. The egg one.
Well,
was
all the
good.
Bilbo ones were kind of food related.
Yeah, the Bilbo. They were. The sun one was good because it took Gollum a long time, but I don't know if that's something you can convey without overtones. I mean, you can't really say, yeah, being like, I don't remember the sun, so I can't. Oh, it's the sun. I can't. Yeah, right? So
how are you gonna do his inner conflict there?
Yeah, it's just like. What's in my pocket obviously has to be.
Oh, there. Duh. If it doesn't end in that, they did it wrong.
Yeah. I think that'll definitely be there. But yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be partial. I'm guessing we'll see like, we'll probably see like four, 3 or 4 or 5.
Back and forth, so, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Enough to make it seem a little
bit
long.
Like it was a game, like it was something that was actually happening and not just like I asked 2 questions and then I won.
Yeah, I mean, the reason, I think one of the reasons that Tolkien, other than he loved words and obviously that he made so many, is because it doesn't make sense for Bilbo to run out of riddles like too into it and be like, crap, I only learned one pocket riddle
because he ran out of riddles.
I only learned one riddle in my entire life.
Yeah, that's true, because he did the what's in my pocket, which isn't technically a riddle, only because he didn't have anything else to tell him.
A says that 3 is the standard for number for performances. There's got to be rules for acting and stuff like that that you don't bore. I'm not reading that, Adam Kickman. That's funny.
Right.
All right. Anyways, we'll head into Raise Your Glass. Hope you can ponder it. Let us know in the show notes what you think the answer would be. And listen to Riddles in the Dark podcast. Let the experts know instead of the people who talk in really bad Mickey Mouse voices. And
how do you know? You sound kind of like Jimmy Neutron, the nerd on Jimmy Neutron.
That's what I sound like in my head too, but... I'm like him with a cold.
Carl.
Yeah. Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy. I'll stop now because I'm just practicing and you guys are going, oh, God.
Yeah.
Why do
so I raise your glass. Let's go.
Yep. Nobody listens to the podcast anymore, including especially the people who don't play Lotro.
Everyone, please raise your glass with me.
By the way, this will blow your mind. What? Jimmy Neutron's actor was a woman.
Yeah, that's a girl. Yep. It's pretty cool.
Anyways, okay. Anduin Martyrs writes, "Hey y'all at CSTM, a smelly dwarf guardian from Overnight is asking himself a question for a time now. The question is, how will we get end gear in Riders of Rohan? Because Turbine has simplified the system to marks, medallion, seals, but if the armor and Riders of Rohan can be barter for medallions and seals, then people can just now farm the instances for these and basically get the armor once they hit 85. Turbine could also ask a specific token for ROR, but then they just bring back the old system. They can also do that for gear that will only drop for monsters instead of bartering. So what are your thoughts on this? Greeting from the depths of Moria, Anduin Martyr."
Well, they did some deed gating before.
I think we'll see that for the raid stuff. The raid stuff usually doesn't come out until they'll release the cluster. So, I don't know. They had the Drygod gear, but there is no raid. There are no clusters.
But there's still like a special token that you have to pick up and... They removed that?
No, they're just medallions and seals. So, what I think they're going to do, they'll either highly inflate the prices, or they've got a plan. I don't know what they're going
to do. They've got a plan, and we're too stupid to figure it out.
And I guarantee you, whatever they do, it'll make people really mad. I guarantee you, whatever they do.
Yeah, they're gathering all their medallions and seals, thinking the same thing as you. It's like, I could just buy it at lunch.
There will be rants on the forums.
There'll be a reason why you cannot do that.
But there will be, I'm sure they're going to do something, and it's going to make people mad. And
then they'll get over it.
But there's a reason why they're going to do it. They're going to do it so people can't go out and just get the end gear and that's it. They're done.
And then, yeah, you finished in 5 seconds of Rohan.
Hey, look, I'm done. Finished well, everything.
Annalid of the Rittermark server writes, "Hey, Golden Star Merrick, I've been listening to your podcast for quite some time now and thought you guys could give me some advice. Well, I play on the Rittermark server, but nothing exciting ever happens here. It's mostly always Landerville with the player events and concerts. So my question is, should I change from my server? If yes, then which server do you suggest?" Annalid of Rittermark server. So the big thing, the tricky part of changing homes like this is if you're planning on a server transfer, don't do that right away because you cannot transfer back.
No.
And if you are homesick for Rittermark, you cannot go back to it, or you have to create a brand, you have to start all over basically. So, good advice for this is if you're interested in like just checking out what other service has to offer, just make an alt there, because if you are truly interested in just like player events and concerts and RP, there's not a level limit for most of the events. You can just walk in with your level 5 tune and join in the festivities because they're not doing something like raiding, and this requires you to be a certain level.
Right.
So you can check it out at low level and see if the server is for you. Landerville is not the only one who has a lot of events. I know that Laurelin has quite a few events as well. They are EU players primarily, so you probably will find more EU-friendly times if that works with your schedule. Although I'm sure there's times for everything. You know, there's times for everything. So check out some stuff like that. Create a couple alts. Check out the events in person and see if that's something that you truly enjoy before you decide to make the final move yourself.
Yeah, and I'd just like to plug the Kinship Visitor from Another Server is one for, guess what? Visitors from Another Server.
That's on the Landerville server.
On the Landerville server. Also, I want to make a correction. Elador corrected me. There is a token for the Dragok helm and shoulders and the...
See?
And the cloak actually required three scales, I think, from Dragok.
Exactly. You needed to pick something up.
Yes, there were stuff from Dragok. I forgot. My mistake.
I'd never seen one, but I knew that they existed.
I would rather that they did degating, but Dragok was, I don't know.
It was special.
It made people do Dragok over and over again, so.
In a win of Rohan.
In a win of Rohan from Eldar server. Hello there and good day. I have an idea that really tortures my head for the last few weeks. It's all about the housing system revamp and the store. Telling the long story short, the idea is to show Turbine that the major revamp of housing in-game could be extra profitable for them, so they should work it out. Probably it's a very stupid idea, but still I want to see some opinion from other gamers and even more from CSTM hosts and writers. There's a link to the thread I've posted on the LOTRO forums, and we'll have the link in the show notes. So if someone from CSTM crew has some free time, please answer me via email on the LOTRO forums or even make some public discussion via CSTM site. In a win of Rohan from Eldar server, P.S. Sorry for my English. I really have no skill in writing in this language. Shame on me. Well, shame on you for having actually excellent English skills.
Yeah, your English is fantastic.
Better than a lot of people that I deal on a daily basis.
Better than the way I talk. So you're doing great.
Yes.
Do not apologize for your English. Your English is great.
I did read this. I did actually take time and I read words.
What?
Yeah, my reading is done for the month. And... That's actually a good idea. Some really good ideas on how to expand the system, especially creating more space and customizing your housing.
There's some really great ideas
in here.
Yeah.
As well as normal stuff. I have to say that was a good idea. And I really hope that somebody takes a look at that. And maybe someday I will take it upon myself to ask Inwin if I can repost it for her on our site. As well.
Yeah. There's great ideas, stuff like allowing us to buy extra hooks for a house. It's a store purchase. I would totally do it.
Yeah. Or rotating the house or making fences, making the outside more interesting as well as the inside.
Yeah. So it's a great idea to integrate LOTRO's new system of let's buy our upgrades into the housing system, which kind of has been languishing and not growing.
You know, I would love to be a fly on some of these walls where they have to prioritize these things.
No kidding.
I know right now that Rohan, and there, I find it hard to believe that there aren't people at Turbine going, I would really like to work on housing. And, you know, I'm sure somewhere along the line somebody has to make the call where they say, no, we can't work on that right now.
Right.
Put it on the back burner. And I'm sure that there's people there that are just dying to work on some of this stuff and they can't because the priorities right now. So,
well, right now their priority is Rohan.
And yeah. Then it'll be content updates and then the next expansion. So, I mean.
They do go back and revamp stuff. I mean, they did.
They do. We know that.
Moria just not too long ago. They're planning on a second half of Moria as well. So it's not like they don't go back to old systems, but they have the game's 5 years old. They have a lot of old systems.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And player achievements. We'd like to go ahead and start that. Ivanius writes, I finally got back into monster play and my war leader this week, who I hear is the best tank you'll ever see, after spending more than a month away with SWTOR, moving and being mobbed by relatives, the experience was excellent and the game sound issues finally getting fixed was the cherry on top. Or maybe hitting 50,000 out of 150,000 infamy. The next rank was. In any case, I've had fun. It's good to be back, and I've still got it. Ivanius Ugmog of Through the Palantir.
Torbsey writes, The shoeless Sharlings earned enough money for a kinship haul. Torbolo Hoblet Burglar, level 24 of the kinship The Shoeless Sharlings, on Meneldor, spent the week playing in the auction hall to earn enough scratch to buy not only a kinship hall, but also his very own deluxe house in the Shire. He was living up to his trade, burgling, I guess.
Nice. Draculetta writes, I had a pretty good week in Lotra this week. I'm out of a job right now. Oh, sorry to hear that, man. And trying to start a computer repair consulting business. It's going slow, so that leaves me with lots of playtime. Managed to be able to re-up my VIP for 6 more months, took advantage of the Steam sale, created myself on Landy and got Undying, and greatest achievement of all, wish to grant some TP or something, is I listened to all, not counting roundtables, of the CSCM shows. Yes, I started at 1 and listened all the way up to last week's achievement unlocked, Draculetta. Congratulations. Wow.
That's a lot. We had 150. We didn't even do anything special for 150.
No.
We
were nobody just like, really celebrates 150. 150, though.
Yeah. Well, now that we're past 100, I guess we're only excited about the hundreds.
We really, yeah, everybody like really just like the 100, the 200s. We get more excited about like our actual anniversary. So
our actual anniversary, which is next month in August. Steven writes, Tavial of Maiar fought against Drygok for the first time and succeeded.
Yay.
Completed the deed and the worn symbol of Celebrimbor. Also got the helmet and the shoulder pieces from the loot. Cool.
Wow, congratulations.
That's a good haul you got there.
Yeah.
Player Achievements is a post that we put up every Friday morning. Check out our blog on Friday morning for the Player Achievement post. Leave your comments there and we pick people at random to read on Saturday.
Reviews, we'd like to thank the following for their reviews. Orion McClurg.
Thanks, Orion McClurg.
That's a fun name to say.
Yeah.
Made me smile.
And we got donations from Colin B.
Michael L.
And Jeffrey G. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. How can people contact us if they would like to?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com or leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM-2786. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. You can leave us a review in iTunes or on Zune Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it. You can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio.
All right, so thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I really appreciate it. We appreciate you streaming and downloading and all the other things that you do to listen to us talk crazy for an hour or so. We really appreciate it. Again, we'll talk to you again next week, and thank you.
Bye. / wave. Ugh.
You're so funny.
I'm a goof. I know you are.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.